O Armageddon, how Jehovah's Witnesses have been predicting the end of the world for over 100 years. Here is some humor. Jehovah's Witnesses quotes from their material and from the Watchtower and Awake magazines. 1877. The end of this world is nearer than most men suppose. From the book Three Worlds and the Harvest of This World, Jehovah's Witnesses and Prophetic Speculation, 1877. 1889. In subsequent chapters, we present proofs that the setting up of the Kingdom of God has already begun, and that the battle of the Great Day of God Almighty, from Revelation 16:14, which will end in A.D. 1914, with the complete overthrow of the Earth's present rulership, is already commenced. Note that the 1915 edition of this book changed A.D. 1914 to A.D. 1915. From the book, The Time is at Hand, 1889. July 15th, 1894. We see no reason for changing the futures, nor would we change them if we could. They are, we believe, God's dates, not ours. But bear in mind that the end of 1914 is not the date of the beginning, but for the end of the time of trouble. 1904. The stress of the great time of trouble will be on us soon, somewhere between 1910 and 1912, culminating in the end times of the Gentiles, October 1914, from the book The New Creation, from 1904. May 1st, 1914. There is absolutely no ground for Bible students to question that the consummation of the gospel age is now even at the door. The great crisis that will consume the ecclesiastical heavens and the social earth is very near, from the Watchtower reprints, May 1st, 1914. When the 1914 events did not occur, they were rescheduled for 1918 to 1925, as you can see in these following quotes. The book, The Finished Mystery, Armageddon was to begin in the spring of 1918. There was to be worldwide all-embracing anarchy in the fall of 1920. The 1917 edition asserts that Revelation 11:13 would be fulfilled in early 1918, note the earthquake, and in the fall of 1920, note the fire. The 1926 edition is again altered. The Watchtower, September 1st, 1922. The date 1925 is even more distinctly indicated by the scriptures, because it is fixed by the law of God to Israel. Watchtower, April 1st, 1923. Our thought is that 1925 is definitely settled by the scriptures. So what happened when 1925 arrived? Watchtower, January 1st, 1925. With great expectation, Christians have looked forward to this year. Many have been confidently expected that all the members of the body of Christ will be changed to heavenly glory during this year. This may be accomplished or it may not be. What happened at the end of 1925? Watchtower, September 1925. It is to be expected that Satan will try to inject into the minds of the consecrated the thought that 1925 should see an end of the work, and therefore it would be needless for them to do no more. Note that all of a sudden, Satan, and not God, is the one prophesying. 1930. The great climax is at hand. 1931. God's kingdom has begun to operate. His day of vengeance is here and Armageddon is at hand. 1933. The overwhelming testimony of the prophecy and of the supporting facts show that the cleansing of the sanctuary has been accomplished, and this indicates that Armageddon draws nigh. 1939. The battle of the great day of God is almighty and very near. There were 44 more predictions, 42 from the Watchtower, from May 1940 to April 1943. September 1st, 1944. Armageddon is near at hand. 1946. Note, after World War II, the disaster of Armageddon is at the door. 1950. The march is on. Where? To the field of Armageddon, for the war of the great day of God Almighty. 1953. Armageddon is so near at hand, it will strike the generation now living. Note, that the year 1954 was thought by many witnesses to be the year of the reckoning. 1955. It has become clear that the war of Armageddon is near its breaking out point. 1958. When will Armageddon be fought? Jehovah, the great timekeeper, has scheduled Armageddon to come at the close of the time of the end. That time is near. How near? No man knows the date, but we know it will be very soon. How do we know it will be very soon? Because the time left for the devil, now that Christ has hurled the devil down to earth, is called a short period of time. From Revelation 12:12. The Awake magazine, October 1968, stated that certain persons had falsely predicted the end of the world, and what they lacked was, quote-unquote, God's guidance. Note, but now, supposedly, this false prophesying was over. But here it continues. In 1971, they have all the evidence, and that God is guiding them, and it is overwhelming. Now Armageddon will occur in 1975. 1972. In the mind of the average witness, there is no doubt that the 1975 date is correct. 1976. Watchtower. March 15th. Reconciliation through God's mercy before Armageddon. 1976. Watchtower. September 22nd. A global disaster, unparalleled in human history, is very near. 1976. Watchtower. December 15th. Hold on, the promise nears fulfillment. 1979. Watchtower. June 15th. A day of reckoning is at hand. 1979. Watchtower. October 15th. Take courage, the millennium is at hand. 1979. Watchtower. November 1st. Christian neutrality as God's war approaches. These were but a few quotes from the past century where Jehovah's Witnesses prophesied Armageddon. Note that a psychiatrist remarked that there is a psychiatric hospital they refer to as the Watchtower, as it is full of so many Jehovah's Witnesses. Hail Satan!